Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. The UN's top political chief has described the situation in Lebanon as alarming, following an Israeli strike earlier today that killed 22 people. In a briefing to the UN Security Council, Rosemary DiCarlo has said given the conflict in Lebanon, intensified strikes in Syria, and the violence in Gaza and the West Bank, the region is dangerously on the brink of an all-out war. Ms. DiCarlo says Lebanon is also facing a humanitarian emergency.
The number of dead and wounded has spiraled. Over 300 people have been killed in Lebanon in just the past week. Since 8 October last year, the number of dead is now over 2,000, according to Lebanese Ministry of Health. Hundreds of those killed were civilians, including more than 100 children.
Serious domestic violence offenders out on bail in New South Wales will be required to wear ankle monitors from today. The new laws aim to provide additional safety for domestic violence victims by making it harder for offenders to secure bail and ensuring they are electronically monitored if released. In addition, new legislation has been introduced to criminalise repeated and intentional breaches of apprehended domestic violence orders. The changes are part of a broader set of reforms inspired by the tragic death of childcare worker and mother, Molly Ticehurst, in Forbes, who was allegedly murdered by her former partner while he was out on bail. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has called for deeper market integration with Southeast Asia during the annual ASEAN Summit talks amid concerns over Beijing's aggression in the disputed South China Sea. Li did not mention the ongoing dispute with the Philippines in his opening speech in Laos' capital, but has said intensifying trade relations and creating an ultra-large-scale market were keys to economic prosperity. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has also delivered an economic message, highlighting the significance of Southeast Asia to Australia's economy during his meeting with ASEAN leaders. He has argued that deeper economic ties with the region are essential for ensuring prosperity and stability for all.
Australia is committed to working with all of you to ensure ASEAN remains at the centre of a dynamic region, where stability is secured through collective responsibility and prosperity is built by shared opportunity, where the sovereignty of every nation is respected and where all of us work together to meet the challenges and seize the opportunities of the decades ahead.
And Spain's Rafael Nadal, winner of 22 Grand Slam singles titles, announced on social media that he will retire from professional tennis after the Davis Cup final. The 38-year-old also holds a record 14 French Open titles.
Hola a todos. Estoy aquí para comunicaros que me retiro del tenis profesional.
Hello everyone. I'm here to let you know I'm retiring from professional tennis. The reality is that it has been some difficult years, these last two especially. I don't think I've been able to play without limitations. It's obviously a difficult decision, one that has taken me some time to make. But in this life, everything has a beginning and an end, and I think it's the appropriate time.
The Davis Cup knockout phase will take place from the 19th to 24th of November. Nadal's career has been plagued by injuries. He missed the 2023 French Open and was defeated in the first round by Germany's Alexander Zverev this year. He won his last Roland Garros title in 2022, finishing with an impressive 112-4 win-loss record on the Paris clay. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.